Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. I hope you all had a good weekend, because the news I'm about to report is decidedly not good. Sheriff's deputies have arrested two men and are seeking a third suspect in an armed robbery that began at the Blue Lake Casino and ended somewhere near West Haven on Saturday morning. When deputies contacted the victim, he told them he had been talking to two men at the Blue Lake Casino early in the morning. When the pair suggested they go outside and get a drink, seeing as though the casino was not serving alcohol at that time. That, in turn, led the victim into a vehicle allegedly driven by 27-year-old Eureka resident Donald Lester and with two other men, including 25-year-old Fields Landing resident Zachary Davis, in the car. The victim told deputies that the trio decided to go to Cherry Heights Casino, but instead Lester pulled the car off the road on Scenic Drive. The victim says Lester then shoved a gun in his mouth while the two other men assaulted him, forced him to disrobe to his underwear, and stole his possessions, including cash the victim had won at Blue Lake Casino. The victim, after being threatened, managed to flee on foot, recover some of his clothes, and get some help from a driver parked in a nearby parking lot, who then gave him a ride back to the Blue Lake Casino. From there, casino security and deputies were able to identify the car, and deputies later found it parked on Excelsior Avenue in Eureka. They also found Donald Lester and Zachary Davis at the location, along with stolen items, firearms, meth, and heroin. Lester and Davis were both booked on numerous charges, including kidnapping, armed robbery, and assault with a deadly weapon. The search for the third suspect continues, and he's described as an adult black male, 6'2 to 6'5, with a muscular build. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspect is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Sheriff's detectives are investigating another suspected armed robbery after the victim called the sheriff's office yesterday afternoon. He told deputies he had been parked at the 76 gas station on Murray Road in McKinleyville when a man approached him and asked him for a cigarette. As the man was reaching for his pack, he said the suspect pulled out a silver handgun from his waist and ordered the victim to drive to Clam Beach Vista Point. The victim then said the suspect demanded his cash and he complied. He was then assaulted and knocked unconscious. The suspect is described as an adult black male, 5'9", who was wearing a blue sweatshirt and black pants. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. On Saturday evening, sheriff's deputies and Fortuna police responded to a call regarding a bank-owned property on Fox Hill Lane in Fortuna. Officers were told that there were people wandering around the grounds who did not belong there, and that a chain had been strung across the driveway. Officers searched the residence and found an indoor marijuana growing operation along with 300 pounds of processed marijuana worth about $1,000 per pound. An investigation determined that whomever had set up the grow had forced their way inside the house and then resecured it. The search for the growers is underway, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Members of the Upstate Rail Committee held their first meeting in Weaverville to begin discussing the steps needed to get a rail feasibility study up and running. The rail group, which is composed of 33 agencies and groups, including the City of Eureka and the counties of Humboldt, Trinity, and Tehama, along with businesses and civic groups, spent the three-hour meeting discussing organizational tasks and the specifics the feasibility study should contain. The goal of the committee is to establish a rail link between Humboldt Bay and National Rail Lines to the east, and the initial meeting revolved around securing funding, both public and private, for the feasibility study, conducting public outreach, retaining a consultant to complete the study, and if possible, using the results of the study to attract investors. Local officials represented were Eureka City Manager David Tyson, along with council members Lance Madsen and Mike Newman, along with county representatives Supervisor Rex Bone and CAO Philip Smith Haynes. And over the weekend, we heard that from Eureka Police, who report the results of a vehicle theft that started Friday morning and wrapped up later that day. Officers learned that a victim's Volkswagen Passat was stolen Friday morning. Later that afternoon, at around 3 o'clock, the car was located at the Bayshore Mall. Surveillance footage showed 36-year-old Marcos Gomez, who reportedly stole property from inside the Kohl's store and then fled the scene in the stolen Passat. The CHP then got involved when they responded to a single-vehicle traffic collision on Singley Hill Road in Lolita. Gomez was at the scene with the stolen items in the car. Gomez faces several charges, including possession of stolen property, vehicle theft, and DUI. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.